messages. I think we're all getting messages all the time. What we do is listen to our brain, which is the past, instead of opening up and, as I keep saying, not knowing. It can be just very simple things about what to eat or what to wear or where to go. If we're present in the moment, just as it is. So let's say you're getting dressed to go somewhere. Usually we're not there. We're going somewhere. We're not there. And if you just stand there, you will choose a style, a color, a frequency, a vibration that is suitable for this moment that blends into whatever is going on. Your food. We're addicted. If we would just sit and tune in, often we don't need to eat. What is really appropriate for us? But often when we're eating, we're not eating. We're either talking, watching, listening. We're somewhere else instead of being with what is. And I'm not talking about making this dramatic, no, I can't talk to you because I'm eating. You can do both, but you need to be aware of both. It keeps coming back to you need to be here now. And if you do, one day you might just get a little whisper, cancel that appointment. Cancel the appointment, but I've had that appointment booked for ages, but you don't know. You might be picking up something from what we call the future that makes it inappropriate for you to go out that day. And again, not dramatic, very, very ordinary. In every single thing you do, be here. Be here. And you'll find what happens into your life is, I see a smile, a delight, harmony. It's just as though things all fit together like a jigsaw puzzle. Oh, that's right. I wanted to talk to you and here you are. Suddenly everything starts to fit together because everything does fit together. It's us that's not fitting togetherly. We're back to be here now.